Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day. In a few minutes away, we're looking at Pesachim 69, looking at the overarching wonderful aspect and ability of Shabbos to be in our mind all the time. We learned in a Mishnah with regard to performing circumcision on the Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva stated a rule: any malacha that can be performed before the Shabbos does not override the Shabbos. Circumcision, however, which cannot be performed before the Shabbos, does override the Shabbos. And regarding the statement to Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, the halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. Talking about thinking about keeping in mind the wonderful prevalence, the wonderful aspect that Shabbos should always be in our hearts, should always be in our minds and should always be thought about. You could think about the Gemara where it talks about the houses of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how they would prepare for the Shabbos, think for the Shabbos. Keep in mind, one would take a piece on Monday. If he saw a better piece on Tuesday, he would eat the Monday piece, and always leading up to the best thing for Shabbos. Have someone else would take a piece and find the best piece and set it aside for Shabbos to begin with. Whichever aspect going, thinking about the best things for Shabbos reminds me of the lecture we once heard from Rabbi J.J. Schachter, I believe it was, who spoke about with the idea of Rabbi Soloveitchik, I believe, where it's the idea of being an Erev Shabbos Jew, not running into Shabbos 10 seconds before with your hair wet and making it just in the nick of time, but preparing for Shabbos, thinking about Shabbos. We say every day, Hayom Yom Sheni Shel Shabbos, Hayom Yom Shlishi Shel Shabbos, keeping Shabbos always in our hearts, always in our minds, doing what we can to prepare for Shabbos. A lot of people, a lot of times, many very often will prepare right up to Shabbos, will cook right before Shabbos. Maybe that's not the best way. Maybe sometimes to break it up. You know, when we were working in person, remote, I'm able to make more things more fresh, but even that is a little hard. It's a little bit pushing. So sometimes it's good to make stuff on Wednesday, the side dishes, and to make the meat and the chicken on Thursday. And if you want it really fresh, you have the time. Friday is great. But for those of us like myself that don't, it's good to prepare in advance. It's good to bring Shabbos into the week. When we start preparing for Shabbos on Wednesday, making stuff, and Thursday making stuff, and setting the table in advance, it's a wonderful way to bring in the Shabbos. My wife always says that she likes it when she comes down and she sees the Shabbos table is ready even before Shabbos comes. When Friday it's prepared, it brings an aura into the house. Of course, when the candles are lit, the real aura is kindled, pun intended, and you feel it. But even so, to bring Shabbos into our lives as much as we can, whatever we can, to bring it into our days, as the Gemara talks about here, Shabbos should be overwhelming. You should, into your week, you should think about what you could do for Shabbos, what you're going to have for Shabbos. My wife and I like a lot of times to have special Menucha Shabbos and Onik Shabbos, where we have the pomegranate seeds, Bli Neder, on Shabbos, and it's prepared for us. We don't have to work at it or prepare it. I would have way too much frustration trying to do that myself. But where we have that, and I have the special candy when we're sitting and reading, and we have that, it's real Onik Shabbos, and we get special stuff for the kids for Shabbos party, whether it's baked goods or other goods, and we have our own things for Shabbos, the cholent and the soup. And when I make the kugel or whatnot, different things we have for Shabbos to make only for Shabbos. How could you bring Shabbos into our week? Just as the Gemara talks about how Shabbos really overrides everything else most times, besides for Pikuach Nefesh or Bris Milah. In general, think about how Shabbos could be overridden into your week and into your lives every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 70 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.